Ronson, the world's greatest lighter, the lighter with that one finger, one motion safety action, presents that absolutely unrehearsed animal, vegetable, or mineral game, 20 Questions. Heard and seen again tonight on both radio and television. Now, here's your man about questions, Bill Slater.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome all over to 20 Questions. Now, this very briefly is the way we play the game. You listeners send in subjects for our questioners to identify by asking me not more than 20 questions. Now, if your subject is used, you receive a finely crafted Ronson pocket lighter that will give you years of obedient lights. And if our questioners do not get your subject in 20 questions, you win, in addition, a grand prize. A Ronson Hostess smoking set consisting of a table lighter with matching cigarette urn and tray in heavy silver plate, exquisitely fashioned by Ronson. And so that our friends out there on the air will always know what our experts here are trying to guess, Ronson's mystery voice will tell you what the subject is. A poster informs our studio guests. Naturally, we're not going to tell our questioners.
Who are Fred Vandeventer, famous newscaster, Florence Renard, musician and teacher, Herb Palese, radio and motion picture producer, Johnny McPhee, our teenage student, and our special guest tonight is one of the country's leading educators, a distinguished man of letters, president of Mount Holyoke College, Dr. Roswell G. Hamm.
Dr. Hamm, I think you can tell you're welcome here. We're awfully glad to have you with us on 20 Questions.
Very happy to be here myself. I'll tell you more at the end of the program how I feel about it.
Very good. Nice to have an educated Hamm with us for a change, Doctor. You don't mind a little kidding, do you?
Don't mind him at all, Dr. Hamm. Dr. Hamm, I understand you've got a big drive on at Mount Holyoke for funds. About $2 million you're after,
yes.
I understand.
Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
It's going along very well, particularly with the alumni part. They're very eager beavers.
Well,
in the business of raising the first million.
It's not easy to raise money for educational purposes these days, is it?
No, so.
I'm glad you're getting along well. It's a wonderful enterprise. Good luck to you, sir.
Mount Holyoke. Doctor, I spent the best years of my life at Vassar.
Herb. Vassar's a girls' college.
Spent the best years of my life there.
I think we'd probably better spend some of the years of our life, Dr. Hamm and my friends, on the subject of 20 questions. Now, this first subject here that's going to be used tonight was sent to us by Vincent McGee, who lives in Arden, Delaware. And because we're using his subject, he's going to get one of those wonderful Ronson pocket lighters that he'll be using for years and years. The subject is an animal.
This is the Ronson mystery voice, hidden away where I can tell nobody but you that the subject is the fabulous character, Jimmy Valentine.
All right, our friends at home and our guests out here know what the subject is. It's not easy. It's animal. You have 20 questions. Johnny opens.
Is it a whole animal?
It's a whole animal. Van?
Is it a human being?
It's a human being, yes. Heard?
Is it a living American Van Deventer? I mean, man.
No, it's not a living American man, Herb. Do you have a question, Dr. Hamm?
Is it fictional?
Fictional. That's right, Dr. Hamm. That's a smart question. Van?
Is it a man?
It's a man, yep. Five questions used, Florence.
In American fiction?
Yes, in American fiction. Van?
In prose form?
That's one of the forms in which this man exists in American fiction, yeah.
Herb? Is he the hero of a play?
Yes.
Don't bite your lip, you know.
Yes.
It's not so bad to say yes once in a while.
Well, that's not it. It's not an unmitigated yes, Herb.
I see.
He's a central figure in a play. That's one of the forms in which we encounter him. Dr. Hamm?
Is it a humorous figure?
Yes, more or less so. I think more so than not so. I regard the gentleman as pretty humorous. Florence?
Has it been made into a movie?
Yes, it was in a movie. Mm-hmm. Van?
Is this man identifiable with any particular region of the United States?
He made his way around, Van. Operated in a lot of different places, this boy did. 11 questions you've used. You've got 9 left. You've made a pretty good beginning on it. Florence.
Is this a recent movie? By that, I mean maybe the last 2 or 3 years.
No, Florence. No.
Oh.
Van?
Was this man the criminal type?
I think I should be austere and say yes. Yes. Herb?
Was he a Western character?
No, you mean with cowboy
like
boots and
kid,
chaps,
yeah,
and stuff like that. No, no. 14 questions, 6 to go.
Is he in the Middle West?
Sir?
Middle Western character.
Well, operated there and as one of his bases of operation, or places of operation, Dr. Hamm. I don't think his attributes are primarily Middle Western. That was your question, I take it, sir. The academic mind puts me on my mettle, sir. Van?
When you say a criminal character, is he the type of character who worked more a confidence game than he did in the shoot-em-up style?
Oh, yes, yes.
A confidence game guy.
Yeah, that type, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In American fiction.
That's right. Dr. Hamm?
Would he be a character out of Mark Twain?
No, no, no. 17 questions, 3 to go. Johnny.
Just on a guess, I was thinking of alias Jimmy Valentine.
Johnny, you were thinking right!
Very good, Johnny.
Very, very good. Jimmy Valentine. Of course, this it being this close to Valentine's Day, Johnny, and you being a teenager, you'd be more likely to think of Valentine.
As a matter of fact, I didn't think of that.
Didn't you? That wasn't your avenue.
Shows the type of literature he reads.
That's right.
Tonight, his girl will give him a kiss in the dark.
Let's try another subject now. George D. Martinka, who lives in Newark, New Jersey, is going to get one of those wonderful Ronson pocket lighters. Press it's lit, release it's out, you know. He sent us a rather interesting subject. This is vegetable and a bit mineral.
And now we'll throw in a bit of Greek mythology. Remember Pandora's box? That's the answer. Pandora's box.
Everybody knows, but you five people, what it is. You have 20 questions. It's Mystery Boys, you know, has told everybody else. It's not easy. Van?
Is it manufactured?
Yes, it's a manufactured object. Herb?
Does it belong to a living person?
It does not belong to a living person, no. John?
Is the vegetable part wood or a wood product?
Yeah. Yeah. Florence?
Does it exist?
No.
Is this fictional?
Yes, in a form of fiction. Van?
Is this thing small enough to be carried about?
Yes, could be carried about. John?
It's made of paper?
No, it's not made of paper. That's 7 questions used up. 13 to go. Florence?
Is it a weapon?
No, this is not a weapon. Van?
Is it furniture in any form?
No, it's not furniture. Herb?
Is it in a song?
No, it's not in a song. 10 questions used. 10 to go. Florence?
Is it in poetry?
Not in poetry. Has been mentioned in poetry, but that was not its origin.
Uh-huh.
Van?
Is it in American fiction?
No. No. Van?
Is it in English fiction?
No. 13 questions used, 7 to go. Johnny?
In European fiction?
Yes. Yes. Van?
Is it in French fiction?
No. No, you're having a little geographical trouble, aren't you? Only 5 questions left. Herb?
Is it a means of transportation?
No, no, no. 4 questions left. Florence.
Is it in any form of music?
No, this...
Such as opera?
No, no, no. You've got 3 questions left.
It's not English or French.
That's right. Florence?
Is it in Scandinavian fiction?
No. How you people travel.
Yeah.
2 questions left.
German?
No. Got 1 question left.
That's not enough.
That's not enough, no. Van?
Just on a hunch, is it, it's not any of these other countries, so would it be Don Quixote's windmills?
No, you went to Spain.
Yeah.
You should have gone to Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. That's where you should have gone a long time ago. Well, George D. Martinka, Newark, New Jersey, he wins the grand prize. Here it is for you. The, table lighter, the matching cigarette urn and tray, and heavy silver plate, exquisitely fashioned for you by Ronson. He stumped you with Pandora's box. Uh-huh. Congratulations, Mr. Martinka. You stumped him. By the way, friends, I'd like to call your attention to the April issue of Radio Best that's on the stands now. It has another one of those 20 questions contests in it and has a nice story in it by our own Florence Renard here. That's in Radio Best, the April issue. It's out now.
I have to see
All
that.
Right, now, let's see what we can do here now. Mrs. Dorothy Harmon of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is going to get one of those Ronson pocket lighters that'll fit very conveniently into her purse. She submitted a subject. Oh, this is tough, too. It's mineral and animal.
Yes, let's see if our panel can get this one in 20 questions. It's a dentist's chair.
Mystery Voice has told everybody... All right, let's see if you can get it. Florence?
Does this thing exist?
It exists, yes, ma'am. Van?
Is it manufactured?
It's manufactured, yep. What are you going to say, Dr. Hamm? Started to move
is
your lips.
It, Well, I was going to ask whether it is fictional, but you've answered that.
I've answered that. Yes. Two questions have been used. Herb?
Would my mother-in-law look good in this thing?
Well, that would depend on the point of view, Herb. So I won't answer the question. I won't charge for it either.
Well, that's
Johnny?
Funny. Is this thing connected with some specific person?
No specific person. Van?
Is the mineral part metallic?
Yes. Van?
Is it portable? That is, is it normally carried about?
No, it's not normally carried about. It's a long time since I've seen a man going down the street carrying one of these things. Herb?
Well, is this a container of any kind?
Well, now, not in the sense that a bag or a can or something like that is a container. No.
But it does hold
something. Six questions.
Obviously.
14 to go. Johnny?
The animal part leather?
Usually, yes. The animal part's leather. Florence?
Do you want one specific thing?
No, there are quite a few of these things,
This is
Florence.
A general question.
Yes. Charge for that. That's eight questions, 12 to go. Van?
Do you find these about a home?
Oh, no, Van. No. No. It's not standard equipment for a home, I can tell you that. Van?
Is it useful rather than being ornamental?
Definitely. Johnny?
Would an officer of the law be apt to use one of these things?
No. Florence?
Is this a restrainer of any kind?
No. Not in the usual sense of the word restrainer.
Well,
no.
I was thinking of a straitjacket or something
well,
of that.
Really, I have to say, one should not thus cogitate upon his possible future home.
Well,
that's 12 questions,
well,
eight to go.
Well, prepared, though.
I'm just kidding, Florence, as you know.
Yeah.
Who has another question here? Now I have five thoughtful people over there thinking about a very interesting object, but they don't know what it is. Van?
Is it used by any of the trades or professions?
Yes. Van?
Is it used by the professions?
Yes.
By a doctor?
Not exactly.
Oh.
You're hot, Van?
Well, I think so, maybe. Would it be a dentist chair?
It would be. Well, now that winds up three subjects, and it brings us to this little scene in which a wife is washing the dishes and her husband in another room is reading the newspaper, and she calls out to him.
Will you help me with the dishes, honey?
I can't hear you.
I say I need a new dress.
Still can't hear you.
Can you let me have $50?
I can't hear you at all.
Honey, I have a new Ronson lighter for you for Valentine's Day.
A Ronson lighter? Wait.
For Valentine's Day, the one you love would love a Ronson.
A pocket Ronson, the modern way to light up, is as necessary as your watch. Every smoker should carry a pocket Ronson.
Yes, a Ronson pocket lighter is smart, beautiful, useful. Fits handily in pocket or purse, gives years of instant, obedient light.
Just press its lid, release its out. Safely out the instant you lift your finger.
Leather-covered Ronson pocket lighters are especially lovely for a lady.
Extra handsome for a man.
For Valentine, anytime, choose leather-covered Ronson pocket lighters in such fine finishes as genuine lizard, pigskin, or baby alligator. See other smart Ronsons in wide variety for pocket or purse, ranging from $6 to $200.
You'll also want to see the beautiful Ronson table lighters in heavy silver plate from $8.50 plus tax. The wonderful Ronson pencil lighter and magnificent Ronson combination lighter cigarette cases.
All Ronsons are precision built to finest jewelry standards.
So choose a genuine Ronson, not just an imitation. You can always depend on superb Ronson craftsmanship backed by long experience. Look for the famous trademark Ronson. It means world's greatest lighter.
When you need a light, you need a Ronson.
And now, back to 20 questions. The game where you listeners and our studio audience are in on the subject. But all we tell our questioners is whether the subject is animal, vegetable, or mineral. Okay, Bill, let's have 20 questions.
All right, now let's get going here. Now, you missed Pandora's box, you got Jimmy Valentine, you got a dentist chair, so you have a pretty fair start. Let's see what you can do with this one. William Munich, Jr. of Oakland, California, is going to get one of those very convenient Ronson pocket lighters for submitting a subject that's animal and vegetable.
This is the Ronson Mystery Voice again, ready to give you the answer, but only you. It's the ice cream in pie a la mode.
All right, everybody knows what it is, but you five people, this will take some getting. Johnny.
Is it manufactured?
Yes, it's manufactured. Herb?
Did it belong to a president?
No, no particular president.
Might have belonged to Lincoln tonight.
No, it doesn't. Florence?
Does it belong to any one person?
No one particular person, no. Van?
Is it food?
Yes. Yes. How'd you get so hot all of a sudden, Van?
My mind is always on the animal and vegetable because I love beef stew.
You do, really? I didn't know you were the studious type. Well, there are four questions used up here. You've got 16 to go, Van.
Would this be used at an entree, as an entree?
Entree?
He means
you
what
know,
you get
I mean,
the
is it the main course?
I thought the main course was a pièce de résistance.
Oh, dear.
No, this wouldn't be used as the main course, Van. Florence?
Is it dessert?
Yes, yes. That stir up your mind there, Dr. Ham?
Is it a food of any particular country?
Not anymore. It's more prevalent in one country than it is in most any other, but that could be true of a lot of things these days. Florence?
Is ice cream involved in this?
Yes, ice cream is involved.
Is it a strawberry sundae?
A strawberry sundae. Mm-hmm. Love the thought
That's
of a
That's the nearest thing to Valentine I could think of.
No, it's not a strawberry sundae, Florence. Order again. Diane?
Does the ice cream have syrup of any kind in connection with it?
Not directly. Hers?
Is it an éclair by any chance?
Éclair? Éclair, it's something else. No, it's not that. 11 questions. Dr. Ham.
Was it an Italian dish originally?
Oh, no. Nothing exotic like that. Johnny?
How about a banana split?
I'd like one, thank you. You got one on you? No, it's not a banana split, Johnny. 13 questions, 7 to go. Florence?
Is it an ice cream cone?
No, it's not an ice cream cone. 14, 6 to go, Van.
Well, is there something else in connection with it, such as pastry of any kind?
Yes. Yes. Dr. Ham?
Apple pie a la mode.
That does it! The ice cream! Very good. Very good. I saw that a la mode glint in your eye, Dr. Ham.
He'll do all right as Bassett, too.
Yes, indeed he will. All right, Lois Jean Bennett. Lois Jean Bennett, who lives in Warren, Ohio, sent in this next subject. Well, she's going to get one of our Ronson pocket lighters that she'll find very convenient. You know, press it's lit and release it's out. The subject is vegetable and mineral.
And it's geographical and timely. A city named after a president whose birthday is tomorrow. It's Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mystery Voice has told our friends out on the air. Now let's see if you can get it in 20 questions. Van?
Is this manufactured?
No. John?
Could it be located geographically?
Could be, yes, John. Florence?
Is it in this country?
It's in this country. Herb?
Is it in Illinois by any chance?
No, it's not in Illinois. Johnny?
Is it east of the Mississippi?
Not east of the Mississippi. Do you have an idea, Dr. Ham?
Is it fictional?
No, it's real. Real. Florence?
Is it on the West Coast or in a state that's on the West Coast?
No. Johnny?
Is it in Nebraska?
Yes.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Got to think about Lincoln or Valentine's, and Johnny is right in there. Which of the two holidays do you like better, Johnny? Valentine's
Well, you
Day?
Couldn't picture him kissing Lincoln, could you?
What are you going to say, Van?
Bill, we got some very special guests here tonight.
Oh.
About 39 or 40 of them, I think they're up in the balcony, all members of the Trenton, New Jersey Shrine Club.
Well, glad to have the men with us tonight. Welcome to Trenton Festival. All right, now that they're looking carefully at you, Van, let's see what we can do with this next one here. Tom Ledyard, who lives in San Rafael, California, submitted this subject. This one's animal.
And this one concerns a female who was headline news this year. That is, if you read the comic strips. Yes, it's Mrs. Dick Tracy.
Mr. Boyce has told our friends on the air, see if you can get this one. This one isn't simple. Johnny?
Is it a whole animal?
Yep, it's a whole animal. Florence?
Is it human?
It's human.
Is it fictional?
It's in a
is
form
it Cupid?
Of fiction. What?
Is it Cupid?
Oh, Florence. No, it's not Cupid. No, you shot your arrow in the wrong direction.
Yes, but
four
I shot it.
Four questions used up. Van?
Is it a man?
No. No? Van?
Is it a woman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Could have been a baby, you know.
Yes. Grandma. We all were once. Florence?
Is there any Valentine connotation to this gal?
Not particularly.
That is the word no. Sweetheart or anything of that sort?
Well, of course, Florence, you asked me to break something down there that's hard for me to break down. I'm thinking
don't
of
break
sweethearts
her down.
And loves the whole year round. Every day is Valentine's Day of my life. No, this has nothing special to do with Valentine. Johnny?
Is this woman in a song?
No, this woman's not in a song. That's 8 questions used. 12 left. Bam.
Is she in American fiction?
Yes, she's in American fiction, a form of it. Herb?
In children's fiction?
Well, it's not entirely children's fiction, this thing she's in. Not entirely.
Not entirely.
I know a lot of grown-ups that enjoy it. Florence?
Is this a picture of any kind?
What?
I mean, is the girl in a form of art, such as a picture?
Well, she's in a form of pictorial art, Florence.
Would it be a playing card?
No, it's not a playing card. I don't know how you got decked out in that thought. 12
Queen
questions
of
you. Van?
Is she in a comic strip of any kind?
Yeah. Yeah. Van?
Is it a comic strip?
Funny.
What do you mean by a comic?
Well, you know, most comic strips today are Dick Tracy.
Oh. No, it's not in a comic strip.
Is it in Dick Tracy?
Yeah.
Ha. Huh. Thanks,
Audie. Yeah. Herb?
His wife, Tess Trueheart.
Tess Trueheart, his new wife. Very good, Herb. You banked that one off the audience.
Yeah.
Sure.
The word heart was in it, too.
What did you say, Florence?
The word heart was in it.
Oh, she's Mrs. Dick Tracy now.
You said heart.
She's married.
Formerly
Tessie
Trueheart. All right, let's try another one. Mrs. Margaret Burney, Queens Village, Long Island, New York, is going to get one of those very convenient Ronson pocket lighters. It'll nestle quite unobtrusively in her purse, and she'll be glad a million times she had it. She's submitted a subject to us that's animal.
Just like other people, the Ronson mystery voice occasionally says, "Oh, for Pete's sake." Well, let's see if the panel can identify Pete in that expression, "for Pete's sake."
They all know what it is, but you people, and if you get this in 20 questions, you're good. Johnny.
Whole animal?
It's a whole animal, yeah. Herb?
Fictional?
Yes, in a form of fiction. Van?
Human being?
Human being, it is. Florence?
Is this a woman?
This is not a woman. Herb?
Is his name in the title of a song?
Well, the one you're after has a name that has been in the title of a song, but not primarily are you after this person in that connection. Does that confuse you sufficiently? Herb just
about
left.
Have a half
Johnny?
Hour on this. Is this person in the comic strips?
No, this person's not in the comic strip. Van?
Is he in prose fiction?
A form of prose fiction this person is in that you're after. That's 7 questions, 13 left. Van?
Would it be in a play?
No. Florence?
Have we established that it's a man?
I think that's been established, yes. Mm-hmm. 8 questions have been used up. You've got 12 left. Van?
Well, is it in, you said a form of prose fiction. Is it in a short story or a novel?
No. Herb?
Is it in an expression?
Yes.
Is his name in the expression?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Now let's get cooking here.
Yeah. You've got 9 questions
bounce
left.
Bounce you all over the lot, you know.
Nine
we have much time. It's later than you think.
Thank you. 9 questions
good
left. Dr. Ham?
Steve Brody?
No, that's doing a Brody, jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge, taking a chance. No, it's not that man. Florence?
Is his name what you would call a common name, such as Bob, Sam, Bill, Jim, any of the short,
it's
ordinary
a common
names.
Name, Florence.
Is
don't
Jack?
Go any further. No, it's not Jack. Johnny?
Are there more than 2 words in this expression?
Yes. Yes. Who are
how
you
many
thinking
questions
of, Johnny?
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly? No, it's not Willy.
How many questions?
You've got 6 left. You've got 6 left. Florence?
Is his name George?
No, his name's not George.
It's hard to get him that way.
You were thinking of letting George do it,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, I am. I wish he would.
Yeah, you want this bad. 5 questions left. Van?
Does this gentleman's name, which is in the expression, begin with a letter which is one of the first 6 letters of the alphabet?
No. Wait a minute. No.
I was thinking of Dan and Dick and all those sort of things.
And then there's Desmond.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Johnny.
It's not one of the first 6 letters of the alphabet. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 questions left. Johnny.
On a chance, is name Johnny?
No, he's not. Named Johnny. 3 questions left.
You said it was a common name.
Yes, quite common. Mm-hmm. 3 questions left. You want to give up?
Probably wind up to be Dexter Fellows or something. That's his idea.
I don't want to give up.
Well, Tempest is fugiting on us. Not Henry, Dr. Ham. Sorry for that. That gives us only 2 questions left.
Oh, that's
Van?
Hard.
Is his name William or Will or Willie or anything in the William classification?
No. Charge for that. 1 left. You going to try it, Harry?
Ham Fisher.
No, no.
Ham Hill.
Ms. Margaret Burney, Queens Village, Long Island, New York. Ms. Burney is going to get the grand prize. The host of smoking set, the table lighter, the matching cigarette urn and tray and heavy silver plate. She stumped you. For Pete's sake. Congratulations, Mrs. Burney. All right. Time now for a few quickies. I'm going to ask you one, Charlotte. What would every woman love for Valentine's Day?
This little poem tells you. Here's a gorgeous table lighter. Ronson is the name. It really is a sweetheart. Won't you be my steady flame?
Yes, every woman will love a Ronson table lighter for Valentine's Day. Whether she smokes or not, the perfect hostess sets table Ronsons in every room throughout her home for the comfort of her guests.
Table Ronsons, the modern, gracious way to serve instant lights, feature the famous safety action that protects your valuable possessions against careless burn.
Table Ronsons, luxuriously designed in heavy silver plate, start at a thrifty $8.50 plus tax. Give a table Ronson to your Valentine and look for the well-known trademark Ronson. It means world's greatest lighter.
Table Ronsons also come with matching cigarette boxes and in magnificent hostess smoking sets consisting of a table lighter, cigarette urn, and matching tray, all in heavy silver plate.
And remember, table Ronsons serve for months on a single fueling of Ronsonol. In fact, any lighter serves best with Ronsonol.
Ronsonol lights quicker, lasts longer, gives you more lights for your money, has a delightful fragrance, too.
Ronsonol, Ronsonol lights any Flint lighter best of all.
And here's another helpful hint. Use a Ronson Redskin Flint.
Ask for Ronsonol lighter fuel and extra length Ronson Redskin Flints. Now back to Bill Slater.
All right, now time for some quickies. Now, Dr. Hammond, friends, this is where in just a moment or so I'll say go. Start the stopwatch here and you'll get 60 seconds. You shoot your questions just as fast as they occur to you. You're racing against the clock now. James B. Stone of Somerville, Massachusetts is going to get the Ronson pocket lighter that we're giving away tonight because he sent us a quickie that is animal.
The man who shot Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth.
All right, on your mark, get set. You'll have 60 seconds after I say go. Johnny.
A man?
Yep. Hertz.
Is he a New Yorker?
No. Florence.
Living?
No. Van.
American?
Yep. Florence.
Fictional?
No, real. John.
Lincoln?
No.
Was he in the government?
Was he a ball player?
No, he was not a ball player. He was not in the government. Van.
Was he an entertainer?
Yes, he was an entertainer. Van.
Did he have anything to do with Lincoln?
Yes.
Booth.
Yes, John Wilkes Booth. That only took you 16 seconds, which is a pretty good score on that.
About as long as it took to fire the shot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a miserable shot as far as our history is concerned. Bill Ariyama, A-R-I-Y-A-M-A, who lives in Spokane, Washington, sent in this next subject. He gets a Ronson pocket lighter because we're using it as a quickie. And this subject, too, is animals.
And now it's a writer who had nothing to do with Lincoln, Booth Tarkington.
All right, on your mark, get set, go. John.
A man?
A man, yep. Dr. Ham?
Fictional.
No, real. Florence?
In the entertainment field?
No. Herb?
Was he in the government?
No. Van?
Is he living?
No. Van?
Was he American?
Yep. Van?
Was he an industrialist?
No.
Edwin Booth?
No. No. No.
Was his name Edwin?
No. Van?
Did he die before 1900?
No. No. Van?
Did he live east of the Mississippi?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dr. Hamm?
Teddy Roosevelt?
No. Florence?
Was he a politician?
No. 35 seconds gone. Van?
Did he have any connection with Lincoln?
No connection with Lincoln. Johnny?
Was he an athlete?
No, he was not an athlete. 44
was
seconds
gone. Was he a humorist?
In a sense.
A writer?
A writer?
Booth Tarkington?
Yes, Johnny, Booth Tarkington. Sure, sure, sure. Let me tell you another one. Kay Lester, the Speechless Long Island, New York, is going to get around some pocket lighter for this next one. It's vegetable and mineral.
And it's a booth that has nothing to do with a writer. A telephone booth.
On your mark, get set, go. What?
A telephone booth.
Thanks a lot to you, Dr. Hamm, for being with us. Continued good luck to you at Mount Holyoke. Now, friends, we'll be back this way again next week, so be sure to send in your 20 questions entries. Just mail your subjects, one to a postcard, please, to Ronson, R-O-N-S-O-N, Ronson, 20 questions, New York 46, New York.
20 Questions comes to you on behalf of Ronson dealers throughout the United States, Canada, and the rest of the world. Tune in again next week when our guest star will be Ronson's own singing star, one of the nation's top recording and radio artists, Johnny Desmond.
Now, this is Bill Slater with our producer, Gary Stevens, saying for Ronson and for 20 questions, to all of you, a good life.
Friends, this is Boy Scout Week. Ronson is proud to salute the more than 2 million members of the Boy Scouts of America. The boys are celebrating their 40th anniversary this year of character building for boys and young men. Friends, don't forget Ronson's Johnny Desmond Show, brought to you on another network. Consult your local newspaper for details. 20 questions came to you from the New Amsterdam Roof Theater in New York.
This is the world's largest network, serving more than 500 radio stations from coast to coast. The Mutual Broadcasting System.